Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I want to welcome you all, no matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. I want to welcome you, those in Canada, those in Iraq. Welcome, United Kingdom, welcome to another God's Word to Man broadcast in other countries I have not mentioned. But then they want to welcome you also to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. Further ado, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know what we do. Before we go into any preaching or teaching, we open up with prayer. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, that's what we do. We don't just jump into the lesson, but we always give invitation to the Lord's Spirit to be with us. Amen? So wherever you listen to me, why don't you join in with me in prayer? And let us petition the Lord together. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, once again, we come to acknowledge that you're Almighty God and that there is no one wiser than you that have more knowledge nor greater understanding. So therefore, we come to the Almighty One. We come to the number one. We come to you, Jesus. And we petition you once again that your Spirit will be with us as we take this journey into this study tonight. So, Father, by the Holy Ghost, Lord God, we pray that you will release the revelation. Release the light, release the understanding that we stand in need of today to understand what is in the mind and will of God. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us to pray this prayer and to be able to come before you in petitioning you for this thing. So, Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. If you have your Bibles with you, let's go to the book of Job, chapter 41. We're going to open up with there at that chapter 41, starting at verse 1. We're going to open up with that tonight. I am on this series about the Leviathan, the spirit of Leviathan. And in this series, I have been talking and teaching, and we have been looking at how that, I'm talking about the spiritual side, how this spirit Leviathan is a demonic spirit. Amen. It is a demonic spirit that as believers we have to watch out for and come against. Now, and here's the thing on this. I want to say to those of you that are first-time listeners, this is titled tonight, Recognizing and Coming Against Leviathan Part 2. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I want to encourage you after you listen to Part 2 tonight, go back to Part 1. And the reason why I tell people many times to, when you're coming into a teaching series or perhaps you're going to Sunday school, that's why it's good to get the beginning. That's why Sunday school is good to come on time. Because when you come in the middle or toward the end of a lesson, you don't get the full grasp of what's being taught. And many times you have the question like, well, why did he say that? Why did she say that? Or what was that? What was the reason for that? Or I'm still confused. So I want to encourage you all tonight, who are first-time listeners of this series, that after Part 2 tonight, go back and listen to Part 1 that you may be caught up to speed on what I'm dealing with tonight. So, therefore, we had looked at how that there are different types of demons, okay? We speak of Satan, but under his leadership are demons and devils, okay? Other entities, but you know, demonic, evil, they're under Satan. And we looked at there are different types of devils or demons. There's deaf and dumb spirits. There is spirits of divination, okay? You know, there's different types of spirits. And just like we're given the name of some of the angels in the Bible, not all of them, we're giving the type of spirit of the different type of demon spirits. And we looked at that just in case someone go say, well, you know, y'all talking about this is a demon. That's a demon. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that some people do go over far over. Now, you got some of them say, well, there's a cigarette demon. Well, I have to be honest with you. I've never heard of a cigarette demon. Now, there may be some demons that may, you know, push you to getting on the cigarettes, which brings a herd of bondage to your body. But we do know that there are different type of demon spirits. We looked at that in part one. We also looked at part one that in the scriptures, there is a literal and a figurative side in the scriptures. Now, I went to this one scripture in Romans chapter 9 about Israel. And the reason why I did it, because, you know, you have some people out there saying, well, y'all just trying to spiritualize every scripture. Now, in a sense, I understand what they're talking about, because there are some things said in scripture that points to a literal thing. And there are some people who try to overemphasize it. But here's the thing, the reason why I went to show that in Romans 9, because, you know, sometimes when people come across some people going overboard or something, they like to dispel the whole thing, okay? And so I just did that, let them know, to keep them in mind that, hey, there is a literal and a spiritual side. Just like with Israel, there's a literal Israel, spiritual Israel, okay? We see that in Romans chapter 9. Amen. And so we went from there, and now we're going to read Job chapter 41, verse 1, will be our opening scripture tonight on part two of this series. And Job chapter 41, verse 1 said, "Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down?" Now, we're talking about Leviathan. And what we looked at is how that when you look up the name Leviathan under the regular Hebrew, because we know that the Bible was not originally written in English, and therefore, you know, if we're looking at word from the Old Testament, we have to look under the Hebrew to see what was the original Hebrew word there. And it's good to know that, because sometimes, even for example, I have the King James Bible, and in King James, in his translation, many things, you know, he translated pretty well, but there were some things he translated that's confusing. And that's why it's good to learn what was the original word there. And many times the Holy Ghost can work through you to that, because sometimes King James may put some words there that don't actually, you know, go with what the original word was there. So when we looked up Leviathan in the Hebrew, we saw that the Hebrew word for it actually presented a literal and a spiritual side. One of the things it said that Leviathan comes from the Hebrew word Leviathan. Leviathan means a reeded animal, that is a serpent, especially the crocodile or some other sea monster. Figuratively, it means the constellation of the dragon, also as a symbol of Babylon. And so from there, we start looking at more of the figurative or spiritual side, because that's what we're looking, that's what our subject is about today. Not so much as focus on the literal aspect, but the spiritual, because there is a demon called Leviathan, okay? And you need to know about him. It's a powerful demon. I'm not here to glorify devils, okay? But it's a powerful demon, and amen. And we've been looking at the scriptures to show that this is, it's a demon. We went to Revelation 20, where that we come to understand that not only the figurative side in dealing with the constellation of the dragon, also meaning that it's a serpent. We saw in Revelation 20 that Satan is called the dragon and the serpent. We see that serpents do have to deal with demonic spirits. Jesus told us in Luke 10:9, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and of all power of the enemy." So we know that serpents and scorpions he was talking about was not literal serpents and scorpions. It was demons or devils, because when you look at verse 17 in Luke 10, it said the disciples came back, and they came back with joy, said, "The devils are subject unto us through thy name." And so what Jesus said in Luke 10:19 just went in conjunction with Luke 10:17. Amen. So having said that, now we're we're going to catch up to speed here. Amen. And we looked at the last thing we looked at, once again, was in Revelation 20, verse 2, where Satan is called the dragon and the serpent. Now, taking off from there, once again, the Hebrew word for Leviathan, and when we read what the Hebrew word means, it also says, figuratively, not only does it mean the constellation of the dragon, but also it is as a symbol of Babylon, okay? A symbol of Babylon. Now, in Babylonian creation mythology, there was a so-called goddess called Tiamat. Now, I want to spell the goddess name, T-I-A-M-A-T, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right. But in Babylonian, because remember, in the defining of the Hebrew word for Leviathan, it also means a symbol of Babylon. So once again, in the Babylonian creation mythology, a so-called goddess called Tiamat was referred to as the dragon of the sea and also identified in being Leviathan. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to the Shatta. I sense the Holy Ghost on that. Hallelujah. Also, in Greek mythology, there was a one that's supposed to be named, and I want to see if it's spelled C-A-S-S-I-O-P-E, Cassiopeia, who is supposed to be one named Andromeda's mother. This Cassiopeia boasted that she was the most beautiful woman in the world, even more beautiful than the gods, little g, okay? Poseidon, who is the brother of Zeus, the god of the seas, and this is what they say in their Greek mythology, took great offense at this statement, for he had created the most beautiful beings ever formed in the sea nymphs, or what he calls sea nymphs. In his anger, he created a great sea monster, Cetus, which was pictured as a whale, to ravage the seas and sea coasts. Now, since Cassiopeia wouldn't recant her claim of beauty, it was decreed that she was to sacrifice her only daughter, Andromeda, to this sea monster. So Andromeda was chained to a large rock projecting out into the sea, and she was left there to wait for the arrival of this sea monster, Cetus, who came what? To kill. Just like who? Satan. In John 10:10, Jesus said, a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So as Cetus approached Andromeda, Perseus arrived. This is his other person named Perseus, arrived after having killed the Gorgon Medusa and carried her several head in a special bag. He saw the beautiful maiden Andromeda in distress. He went to aid her, and facing his sea monster, he drew Medusa's head from the bag and held it to the monster so the monster can see it. The sea monster turned to stone. Now, if you remember where you may have seen part of this from, remember the Clash of the Titans? Yeah. See, the Clash of the Titans, they got it. That's all that Greek mythology, and you got the Egyptian mythology. All that is demonic. But I gave that to you to let you know that even in the Greek mythology, this so-called sea monster called Cetus, who was pictured as a whale. Now, and I'm going to mention this just in case I didn't mention on part one, and I think I did, but when Leviathan on the literal side was a literal creature in the sea, there have been some debate by some of what kind of creatures were. Now, in the translation, it was called a crocodile or some other sea monster. And so some are referred to that literal Leviathan as a crocodile. Others say it was a big whale. So here, when it talks about this Cetus, it said the Cetus was pictured as a big whale, okay? But I gave you this to let you know that in Babylon, that's why it's a symbol of Babylon. That symbol of Babylon is what? It's demonic, okay? Because once again, this so-called goddess, Tiamat, was identified with being Leviathan, okay? Then once again, in your Greek mythology, this Cetus, who was made by this so-called god of the seas called Poseidon, was sent what? To kill someone. And the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. See, in these Greek mythologies and Egyptian mythologies and all that, who's glorified? Satan. When they talk about these other gods, and I'm talking about with a little g, because we know Jesus Christ is the one true God. In your Greek mythology, your Egyptian mythology, Babylonian mythology, who is uplifted? Satan. Jesus is not uplifted. All these stories they're giving about Poseidon and Zeus and all this stuff, it's not of God. It's not of God. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, once again, the original Hebrew word says on the figurative side, it means the consolation of the dragon. Here's another thing we need to know about this. And see, once again, I'm giving you this information to so you can see that on the figurative side, the spiritual side, Leviathan is nothing more than a demon spirit, nothing more overall than Satan. We say Satan, but Satan covers even all his demon spirits that is under his control. Okay? Now, the consolation of the dragon, once again, which is the original Hebrew, the mean original Hebrew word for Leviathan, the consolation of the dragon is also known as the consolation of Osiris. Draco is a Latin word for serpent or dragon. Thuban, which is also known as Draconis, is a star or star system in the constellation of Draco. In ancient Egypt, the stars of modern-day Orion represent Osiris, Osiris being the god of the dead. And remember, Jesus said in the Word, God said in the Word, even when he was talking about the resurrection, he said he's not the god of the dead, but what of the living, okay? Satan is the god, little g, of the dead, especially those who are spiritually dead. Okay? Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. But anyhow, in ancient Egypt, and I want to say this again, the stars of modern-day Orion represent Osiris, who is the god of the dead. Once again, God said in Luke 20 that he's not the god of the dead, but of the living. Satan is the god of the dead. Now, the Egyptians described these stars as imperishable or undying. Pharaoh was suspected to join with Osiris, the god of the dead, who is represented by the stars we know today as Orion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Or the same thing as Osiris. Amen. We're back. Just got disconnected. Once again, we know some of this stuff is technology, but there ain't no doubt the biggest of this stuff is Satan. Because I know that what I'm talking to you about now in exposing Leviathan, he does not want, and that's just the Holy Ghost, he does not want you to hear this. And my word to you, people, is please, ask the Lord about what I'm giving you. Ask the Lord whether Leviathan is actually a demon spirit. Okay, I'm really urging you to do this, amen. So as I was last saying, Pharaoh was suspected to join with Osiris, the god of the dead, who is represented by the stars we know today as Orion. Okay, now let's go back to Job chapter 41, and I want to read verses 1-8 again. Job chapter 41, verses 1-8. Canst thou draw Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Will thou take him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird, or will thou buy him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thy hand upon him, remember the battle, do no more. Behold, I'm going to go to verse 9. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? One more verse. None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Okay. Now, here's the thing that God's saying about the Leviathan, and I want you to see. once again, this Leviathan has a literal and a figurative or spiritual side. Now, in the literal side, we know that it was some type of animal or sea creature in the sea, very powerful. According to these things that God said and had said in these first few verses, okay, translate that over to the spirit, okay? And see, God was letting it know and letting you see here. He said, can thou draw Leviathan with a hook or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose and bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Will thou take him for a servant forever? Will thou play with him as with a bird, or will thou buy him for thy maidens? Okay. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand in those few verses I read. And now, once again, we're talking about the demonic spirit, Leviathan, not the literal Leviathan, even though the literal Leviathan, from what we see there, was some kind of powerful sea creature. Now, you know, once again, it's up to debate whether he was a crocodile or some say a whale. And seeing some of the things, if I see it in the literal, I don't think he was a whale. Now, I don't have definite assurance on that from the Holy Ghost, but I don't think he was a whale. But he was a big sea monster or a sea creature that was, you know, very powerful. And this is what God was showing here, like when he said, can you put the hooks in the nose, in his nose, or can you, you know, with or his tongue with a cord, which I let it down. And what overall God is letting you see, and this is the point I'm going to get out to you, your own power, your own man-made stuff can't tame the devil. I want to say it again. And it cannot tame this Leviathan spirit. Once again, your own man-made strength nor your man-made machines or whatever you have can tame this spirit or defeat this spirit. You understand what I'm saying? This is what God wants you to understand. See, that's why the Lord Jesus said in Luke 10, behold, I give unto you power. And once again, look at the figurative side of this now. It's a literal and figurative side. This was an actual creature, literally, some kind of sea creature, a powerful sea creature in the sea. But see, once again, we're talking about the figurative side, where it represents a demon spirit, where it is also representing Satan. And see, what God letting you know, said your own, when you read the first few verses I read, look how it's talking about. It said, can you put a hook into his nose? Can you bore his jaw through with a thorn? Okay, this is relying on what? Man's strength and man's created things. And God letting you know, say, hey, your own strength or what you make can't beat this spirit, can't beat this Leviathan, can't tame him. And that's the same way with it being as a demon spirit. Listen, you cannot defeat the devil or his imps with your own strength or man-made things. I don't care if you are classified to be the strongest man in the world or the strongest man that ever been on the face of the earth. You cannot defeat this Leviathan, this demon spirit, with natural strength. You understand what I'm saying? You can't do it. It's impossible. It's not going to happen, okay? That's why we have to have authority from the Lord Jesus Christ. See, what makes the devil behave? Is it your name? No, it's not. Is it your appearance? No, it's not. Is it your own power? Most definitely no, okay? Because our human strength against a demon strength is no match. It's no match. I want to give a testimony to this brother named Brother Bill Weiss. And I know some of you may listen and say, I don't believe all that. He's here 23 minutes. Okay, that's you. But I want to give his testimony. It's just like, for example, he said when he was there in hell and God let him experience that, and those two demons that was in a cell or something, the two demons that were there with him, and he was talking about how big they were and what they did to him. They did it to him. I mean, what, they thrust his chest through or something like that, and he felt the pain. I mean, he'd tell you he had no strength in heaven, in hell. He couldn't fight the thing. Your regular human strength, people, hallelujah, cannot defeat a demon spirit. Now, I'm not here to glorify the devil. I'm here to give you straight truth from the Word of God. The Word of God showed this. If our human strength can have that bearing on the devil and defeat him, then that would have been vain for the Lord Jesus to give us power or authority over demon spirits. And if you could defeat this Leviathan, this demon spirit, with your own strength or any kind of man-made concoction, then once again, it would have been in vain for Jesus to give you authority. Remember the man at Gadara, the demon-possessed man at Gadara? What did it tell you? He said, no man could what? Amen. What? No man could take. In fact, let's take a look at it. Let's go to Mark. And I think this is going to be Mark chapter, hallelujah. Chapter 2, but let me make sure I want to get this thing right. No, I'm sorry. Mark chapter 5. Let's look at Mark chapter 5, okay? Mark chapter 5, okay? And this is the man demon-possessed at Gadara. Verse 1. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. It said, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man," did you see that? "No man could bind him, no, not with chains. So, because that he had been often bound with feathers and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the feathers broken in pieces, and neither could any man tame him. And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone." Now, see what the Bible said? This man, now this is a man that was demon possessed. He had superhuman strength. He was demon possessed. You understand what I'm saying? And just imagine if one was demon possessed and man could not tame him. What do you think when you fight with a straight up demon? You know, with your own strength. Now, bear in mind, with your own strength. And see, that's the same thing God was letting us see in Job chapter 41, the first few verses. See about Leviathan. Say, hey, you can you bore his jaw through? Can you do all this? You know, he said, can you use your own strength to be successful and victorious over him? To catch him, to have him at bay? No. Say he's so fierce that man, you know, can't stand up to him. You know, and that's the thing about it. This Leviathan spirit, this demon spirit, like I said, it's nothing to play with, okay? Like I said, when I'm doing this broadcast tonight, I'm not doing this broadcast to waste your time. Amen. It's not nothing to play with. Glory to God. Now let's go back to Job chapter 41. Yeah, we're doing some traveling with our fingers, but thank God we got things to travel with. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Job chapter 41. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Job chapter 41. Verse 5, he said, "Would thou play with him as with a bird, or would thou buy him for thy maidens?" See, this is, you're not going to play with this creature. And this demon spirit, he ain't nothing to play with. God said, "You going to play with him?" He's out there, what, to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to kill you. You going to play with him? You going to keep him? You going to keep him as a pet for your daughter for anything? Are you going to, glory, huh? See, I'm trying to awake many of you eyes to this thing, to these demon spirits. It's serious. Too many of you think it's a joke. And then, here's the thing. Some of you as believers don't realize what you have and what was given to you. So whenever the devil raises his head, you're always saying, "God, you do something." And see, now you wonder, why every time I call on God to do something, when the devil rears his head, don't nothing happen, there's no change. I tell you why. Because if you're a believer, God said, "I gave you authority. You do something. You use what you got." Okay? Hallelujah. You use what you got. Thank you, Jesus. In verse 10, he said, "None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me?" Amen? Hallelujah. No, none is so fierce, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, this Leviathan even caused men to become fearful before him. And God said, now, you can't stand against him, you know. If you're afraid of him, you definitely, who are you among you going to be able to stand against me, you know? Hallelujah. See, the Bible tells us, now, see, men have become fearful of this creature, and many are fearful of this Leviathan demon spirit today. And the Bible says in the book of Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. That's what he said. And then the Bible tells us that Satan walketh about as a roaring lion, 1 Peter chapter 5, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, what is one of the reasons why a lion roar? To put fear in his prey. Amen. And see, that's what this Leviathan does to man, to many men. And that's what the word he is showing you here in Job 41. And so this demon spirit, hallelujah, has caused many to become fearful, and they're scared to deal with him. That way he said, none so fierce to stir him up. Why? Too afraid of him. Don't get him stirred up. You got something today in the body of Christ. For example, when you start talking like I'm talking about demon spirit, they want you to be quiet. Hey, don't do that. Don't start it. Because why? Some of them are afraid. They're afraid you're going to get the devil stirring up. Amen. So they're telling you, hush, be quiet. Don't be talking like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. Halabashata. Thank God for his word. Amen. I do. I thank God for his word. Precious word, people. Hallelujah. Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost, and I thank God. Spirit of the living God. He is worthy to be praised and to be glorified, people. He's worthy to be lifted up. Yes, he is. There's no one greater than God. Our God is mighty. He is the great God. He's the true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, God wants you to know about the demon spirit, this demon spirit Leviathan. Why should you be afraid of him? No, not that you should be afraid of him. He wants you to be alert concerning him. Listen, look in the word. You know, for those of you out there that are saying, listen, You don't probably glorify the devil. All you doing, glorify the devil, talking about the devil. Well, I guess you're going to accuse Jesus of the same thing. Because look at all the scriptures. You look in the four gospels, what Jesus had to say about demons. Now, why was he saying that? To make you afraid of them? No. To make you fall down and worship them? Most definitely not. Why? So you can be aware of them. Because, see, God wants you to be aware of your enemy. See, our God doesn't want us in ignorance. Now, we may choose to be in ignorance. We may choose to be in ignorance. But our God doesn't want us in ignorance. Did you hear what I said? That's why God says, study to show thyself approved. See, God is giving you the invitation to get to know him and to know what you need to know from the word. But if you, of your free will, reject it, you are becoming ignorant on purpose. And there's no need of you trying to blame God for such and such a things that happened when you had the word right there that revealed to you about these such and such things. Okay? He wants you to know about these demon spirits. He wants you to know about this spirit of Leviathan. Okay? Amen. He wants you to know about it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why the devil was trying to make sure he cut me off just a minute ago from talking to you about it. Amen. Because, see, Satan doesn't want, you know, he don't like the word going for a period anyhow. But whether it's me or anyone else, when you start to speak on some of the deep things that is unveiling concerning Satan, he tried to do all he can to shut that off. And one of the things he tried to do to people like me and others that would do it is that he tried to get us so frustrated that we quit. See, that's why I said before, some of y'all think that just because we come on the broadcast, we just sit around and do nothing and just all of a sudden, oh, okay, we're going to go and say something on broadcast. No, you don't know many times what we had to go through to get this message to you. You don't know. You really don't know. See, when I did, for example, when I did that series on the Masonry and Illuminati, good Lord. Man, I'm going to tell you, oh, glory to God. This is a testimony of this show. Man, it was so much contention and confusion, especially, I mean, one time with three straight days. So much confusion. It was so intense that I had to come before God and say, God, what is this? And the Lord let me know, say, you know what it's about. Yeah. What are you trying to do? Satan was trying to get me so frustrated, so wrapped up in the contention, and so upset that I just quit. Just give up. Just quit doing the Blog Talk Radio. Because, see, you know, some people will start off, get a little satanic hindrance, and they just throw up their hands and quit. Why? Because they become afraid of the enemy. And I don't want to stir it up no more because he might do this and that. You know? But I thank God for prayer. And for those of you who prayed for me during that time, I was doing it. Amen? I really thank God for you on that. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I sense the Holy Ghost. And see, just like the men at Gadara, see, men try to tame them. They try to bind them. They try to use their own physical strength to, you know. Amen. And some of you today, not only just Leviathan spirit, but other demon spirits, you're trying to deal with those spirits with your own natural strength. Why? So you can get the glory. But now you're finding out that ain't working, okay? Because some still coming in your house, still disturbing your sleep, still some of you literally being picked up and thrown here and there. Amen. Trying to use other things and other concoctions and stuff that you thought was stopping and it ain't working. And the enemy got so mad at the demon, you said, come on, I'll fight you. And that's why the demon laughed at you, because he said, he know ain't no way in the world with your own strength you can whoop him. That's not happening. Natural human strength just don't stand a match against the demonic strength, his power. It don't stand a match. Amen. Not happen. Thank God for his word and being thankful for us that he gave us something that will help us. Amen. That will help us cause the devil to back off and behave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Like I said, you can say amen or oh me or I don't know or anyhow, that's up to you. You know, say what you want to say, but I know this is true. And I know this demon spirit, Leviathan is a demon spirit, okay? This is we're talking about the figurative and spiritual side of Leviathan, okay? What it deals with. Once again, you have authority against him. But once again, it is not something to be taken lightly, okay? Not something to be taken lightly. I want to once again give this testimony. When you come against the spirit of Leviathan, because the Bible showed that there's different type of demon spirits, and there are some that are more powerful than others. So when you start dealing with the more powerful demons, you really need to get yourself prepared, okay? And to give you a proof to that, remember in the Bible when the man brought his son to Jesus' disciples, and they couldn't cast that devil out. And Jesus did it. And they said, well, how come we didn't do it? He said, this kind go about by prayer and fasting. And so this Leviathan spirit is one of those, this kind. And so you have to be prepared. And so I remember once again, and I testified this before, I think this was Sunday, that when we had a prayer line, me and Brother Lee, Sister Helen, and sometimes other people may get on, and one night we was coming against the spirit of Leviathan over the White House. And what I forgot to do, I forgot to cover myself in the blood, plead the blood of Jesus over my life, and to get prepared before I came against this demon. And so what happened was we started praying and started coming against this demon. And it's like as soon as I got off the phone, all of a sudden I'm saying, I just start feeling real, real bad. I mean, real bad. And it felt like to me like my blood pressure just shot up. And all of a sudden when my wife checked my blood pressure, it just shot up high. And when I saw that, I realized what it was. I didn't have to think about what did I do, what did I eat, blah, blah. I realized what it was. And I repented to the Lord for not getting myself prepared. I knew it was an attack on my body by the enemy. Because he didn't like that prayer we sent out. Telling you this, once again, to scare you. I'm telling you this to be aware. Be aware. Take this thing seriously, okay? No game plan. Take this thing seriously, okay? Because some of these days, we're trying to battle with our natural strength, and it takes a battle in the spirit against the enemy. And this is why many things that you've been doing on your natural strength, it ain't been working. It ain't been working. This thing takes a battle in the spirit. It's not going to be a battle by the power of the flesh, okay? Once again, the power of the flesh don't even stand a chance against these demon spirits. Amen. Don't stand a chance at all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified, people. Amen. 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 I'm going to stop it there today and come with a part three tomorrow. Amen. Praise be to God. And we know we're just looking at today how this Leviathan is a evil spirit. Is a demon spirit, is the devil. He's given different names in other, like Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology, you know, Babylonian mythology, you know. I gave you three of them. Amen. Hallelujah. Be aware, people. And I want to say this to those of you who have joined fraternities and sororities. And I know that in your initiation and all that, they had to give you the Greek or Egyptian mythology. And I want you to understand that all that, talking about these kind of gods and all that stuff, is evil, is demonic. It is to get your heart to believe in those gods instead of the true living God. And see, these fraternities and sororities, they expect for you to be, quote, faithful to the organization. And I'm going to tell you, and some of you may not admit this or not. Some of you may will. But if we come down to we having a meeting that Wednesday night, fraternity, sorority, you got Bible study, I'm going to tell you where they expect for you to come. They expect you to come to that meeting, okay? Amen. Once again, you know, and I want to say to those of you who have joined, you know, it's not too late to repent. It's not too late to repent. And see, that's why Satan had these stories drawn up, Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology, to get you believing these myths, these lies, these fables, instead of believing in the true and living God. And see, he'd rather you place your faith in something else other than God. Amen. That's what he'd rather for you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for the missionaries who are going into the other countries. And I'm going to tell you something. You think here in America, we've seen demonic manifestation here in America. Boy, they is way more than them other countries out in the open. Okay. That's why I think it's one of the reasons why some of these big time televangelists won't go into certain areas. Cause they know they had to deal with these different type of demons over there. And they like, I ain't doing that. I ain't getting to that. You let the other ones have that. But I thank God for his people who are going into these other nations, you know, even with their life on the line, but going into these other nations and the other places and dealing with these powerful demons. Amen. So I very much thank God for them. I really do, you know, because my heart goes out to them. Many of them have left families and things like that, that nature, and to give the gospel, to take the gospel of Jesus Christ out to the people. And once again, I appreciate them for that. Thank God for them for doing such a thing as that. Amen. For our Lord is worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, I've been doing this series here. There may be another one or two parts. I think well, part three tomorrow, maybe one more part after that. But I've been doing it on this by Leviathan because, once again, I want to let you all know, for many of you to know that there is such a demon spirit, for others to let you know, hey, this thing is serious. This is no game. Brother Nate is not coming on the broadcast to just waste your time. This is something serious, you know. And as a people, the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, through his angel messenger, the Elijah, said, come against him and break his yoke. Amen. And at some point in our lives, you're going to have a confrontation with a demonic spirit, whether it's directly or indirectly. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for his spirit. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are Lord and you are God. And besides you, Lord, there is no other. There is no one greater than thee. No one ever will be greater than you, Lord God. Lord Jesus, I come this day to acknowledge who you are and to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity of this broadcast that you have given to me today to give your word out to the people. Today, Lord God, that you will look upon all of those who tune in to this broadcast and listening. Perhaps they were wondering if such a thing is true. I pray, Lord, that they have heard this witness of the Spirit right now. I pray for everyone who countering an attack from Leviathan. I pray for all in this nation, all of us in this nation, who have countered these attacks, that we will stand and exercise our authority in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Glory to the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for all of you that have been listening to the broadcast, Lord say the same, tomorrow night I should be back on. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God. So, thank God for all of you that have been listening to this broadcast. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.